Okay, let's talk about a Mr. Leroy Jones. Leroy Jones. Date of birth is 8/23/1930. Was seen on the 7th, 9/7 at 10 p.m. No, 9/8. 10, but just put 9/8. Our patient is a 95-year-old gentleman who lives with his son. His son's name is Larry. His daughter's name is Linda. She's close by, and she comes and checks on him all the time. Mr. Jones is a O2 dependent black gentleman, widowed, used to be in construction, originally from Houston, no history of smoking or drinking alcohol, period. Any paragraph, patient has become quite weak, debilitated, short of breath, with pulmonary edema, with history of pulmonary edema, low extremity edema, to the point that the family has deemed that patient is no longer able to go back and forth to the hospital and have asked for hospice and palliative care services to get involved in his care. Period. New paragraph, his bed and bowel and bladder incontinent, requires help with all ADL. His main problem is congestive heart failure with low EF, hyperlipidemia, dementia, history of sleep apnea, significant weight loss, hypertension, heart disease, chronic kidney disease with renal failure, cardiomyopathy, atrial fibrillation, atherosclerotic heart disease, COPD, gastroesophageal reflux, stage 2 pressure ulcers, buttocks, osteoarthritis, DJD, BPH, chronic urinary tract infection, tortuous aortic arch, secondary to calcification, chronic low extremity edema, status post pacemaker, period. New paragraph, Mr. Jones is, again, 95 years old. He's short of breath at all times. He's confused. His PPS score is at 50%, which in my opinion is at 40% with a FAST score of 6E. Just put PPS of, no, PPS at 50%, KPS of 40%, FAS score of 6E as in elephant, with the LMAC of 30 centimeter. He's O2 dependent. He's currently on 3 liters of oxygen, period. Gets short of breath at rest. Gets very, very short of breath with any kind of exertion, ADL dependent, poor oral intake, and weight loss, period. He's cognitively impaired. And has continued to decline both mentally and physically in the past 4 to 6 weeks, period. Family history, mom was hit her head and died. Dad died of hypertensive heart disease. Other surgeries Mr. Jones has had is some kind of leaky aneurysm in his brain years ago and pacemaker. His current medication includes the following. Tylenol on a PRN basis, amiodarone, 20 milligram, half a tablet a day, Lipitor, 20 milligram a day, AZELASTINE nasal spray, Tessalon Pearls, 20 milligram PRN for cough, Senna for constipation, Budesonide, Budesonide for inhalation, Coric for inhaler 4 times a day, no, twice a day, Coric 3.25 twice a day. Recently was placed on Cipro 500 twice a day, which is almost finished. Also takes cough medication over the counter, diclofenac, PRN for DJD, Pepcid 40 milligram once a day, Lasix 20 milligram once a day. Atrovent and albuterol inhalers, lorazepam 0.5 for nighttime anxiety and sundowner syndrome, Losartan, hydrochlorothiazide 50-12.5 once a day, and also he has a comfort pack with morphine as needed, period. He Also takes Flomax 0.4 milligram once a day, amlodipine 2.5 milligram a day, and hydroxyzine 25 milligram. Hydroxyzine, sorry. 25 milligram Q6 and trazodone 50 milligram at bedtime period. On exam, Mr. Jones was found to have, let's see. .137/80 blood pressure, 94/02 side on 2.5-3 liters, pulse of 60, temperature 97.3. His right-sided MAC is 29, left-sided MAC is 30. Heart positive, swim positive is 2, with a 3/6 systolic ejection murmur over the aortic carrier. Lungs wrongly aroused, coarse breath sounds, abdomen soft, lower extremity 3+, edema, neurological non-focal, skin shows. Decubitus ulcer stage 2, sacrum, bandage in place. Neurological and focal neurological deficit noted, but he's quite confused and he's very slow with severe debility. Assessment, it's a 95-year-old gentleman with end-stage congestive heart failure, New York Heart Association class 4. Other comorbidities include COPD, chronic kidney disease 3A, cardiomyopathy, low EF, atrial fibrillation, status post pacemaker, dementia, hypertension, and recurrent urinary tract infection, period. Patient has a PPS of 50%, KPS of 40%, FASD score of 60, and LMAC of 30 centimeter, right MAC, RMAC of 29 centimeter. He's O2 dependent, requires NIP treatments on a regular basis. He's quite confused. He has sundowner syndrome, ADL dependency, bowel and bladder incontinence, and appear to be cognitively impaired with FASD score of 6E, period. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Patient would benefit from a streamline of his medication, and we'll bring that to the medical director's attention regarding cutting back on some of the medication and keeping the patient as comfortable as possible. Nurses would do education at home regarding patient's end-of-life care, both for family, Larry and Linda, and for the patient. Overall prognosis remains poor. Thank you.